Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one an American, the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast, five others wounded. Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on its way out of Syria, and U.S. Army General Jonathan Braga in Syria spoke with NBC News about the fight against the Islamic State.
We're on the two-yard line of finishing the physical destruction of the caliphate, so I don't think we can go backwards. I don't even want to contemplate that future. That's not a world I want to live in.
U.S. has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy the Islamic State began in 2014. At least 15 Palestinians were killed, hundreds more injured by Israeli security forces along the Israeli-Gaza border. A farmer was the first to die when an Israeli tank shell hit him. His brother was devastated. Every day he goes there picking parsley for 30 shekels, and he's been working there for 6 or 7 years. Nothing has ever happened to him. When the Jews were shooting, he left work and returned. What happened this time, I don't know. God bless his soul. Friday's violence erupted as thousands of protesting Palestinians approached the border. Israeli military says its troops responded to the so-called main instigators, who were throwing stones and rolling burning tires. Israeli military also accused militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest. Friday was the deadliest day in Gaza since last fall. This is VOA News. The Czech Republic has extradited to the U.S. a Russian citizen accused of hacking the LinkedIn website and stealing 117 million passwords. The agreement to send Yevgeny Nikulin to the United States came even as Russia also requested his extradition, highlighting the chilly diplomatic relationship between Washington and Moscow. Russia accusing Nikulin of an alleged theft of online money transfer in a company there in 2009. The Kremlin has given marching orders to so-called unfriendly diplomats from several Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. That story now from Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda.
Russia has now fulfilled its promise to retaliate against the expulsion of scores of its own diplomats from Western countries by doing the same in kind. In rapid succession on Friday morning, the ambassadors of countries ranging from the Netherlands to Australia were summoned to the foreign ministry in Moscow. They arrived moments from each other. The ministry says they were handed notes of protest. Several told Reuters afterwards that they had been given only days to prepare for some, but not all, of their diplomats to leave the country. It came a day after Russia announced it was expelling 60 American officials.
Meantime, Russia has conducted another test of the new heavy liquid fuel intercontinental ballistic missile Sarmat. The Russian Defense Ministry newspaper said the latest test confirmed the system's parameters in the stage of pre-launch preparations and the initial flight of the missile. These new missiles are one of the improved military capabilities Russian President Vladimir Putin recently spoke about in an address on national television. Pope Francis presided over a torchlit Way of the Cross procession that happened late Friday, reenacting Christ's crucifixion at Rome's Colosseum. Francis listened intently for the Good Friday meditations, recalling the various stages of the death and condemnation of Jesus. This year, the meditations and prayers were composed by students in keeping with Francis's dedication of 2018 to address the hopes and concerns of young Catholics. He spoke of the hope that so many missionaries continue, he says, the challenge for the sleeping consciousness of humanity, and he said, risking lives to serve the poor, rejected, the immigrants, the exploited, the hungry, and the prisoners. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.